Dámy a páni, dobrý deň. Vítajte na tlačovej konferencii ministra obrany Martina Glváča a generálneho tajomníka Severoatlantickej aliancie Jensa Stoltenberga. Ako prvý vás o výsledkoch dnešného stretnutia bude informovať minister obrany a následne generálny tajomník. Nech sa páči, pán minister, máte slovo.
Dobre, vítajte na pôde ministerstva obrany. Ešte raz chcem privítať tu na vzácneho hostia generálneho tajomníka pána Stoltenberga. Je to vždy pre členskú krajinu veľká podsta, keď príde generálny tajomník a dnes má naozaj nabitý program, bude rokoval s pánom prezidentom, bude rokovať s pánom premiérom, predsedom parlamentu so mnou a následne na záver s ministrom zahraničných vecí. Aj pre mňa osobne je to veľká česť, ja som si zadovážil na dnešný deň aj novú kravatu, pretože naozaj nebýva takáto návšteva každým dňom. V rámci toho možného času, ktorý sme mali, sme predebatovali také tie všetky najdôležitejšie otázky nášho fungovania a to, čo sme deklarovali v minulosti. To znamená odstrihávania sa od závislosti na jednej krajine. Samozrejme, nevyhli sme sa, vždycky to záleží od finančných prostriedkov. To znamená, deklarujeme náš záväzok do roku 2020, ktorý bol deklarovaný na samite vo Walese. Informoval som o tom, že tento rok sa priblížime k 1,1% výdavkov na obranu, tým, že sme dostali najviac finančné prostriedky na niektoré modernizačné projekty. Dotkli sme sa nášho budovania NFI-u. Dnes sa nachádzame na polceste, na polke času medzi summitmi vo Walese a vo Varšave. Naznačil som ďalšie modernizačné projekty a všetko to, čo zažívate dnes, viacej cvičení, niektoré modernizačné projekty a samozrejme, ešte raz poviem, finančné prostriedky. Veľmi si vážim podporu generálneho tajomníka pri budovaní nášho centra excelentnosti, ktoré bude certifikované o mesiac. Na začiatku 11 krajinami, to je asi najväčšie centrum excelentnosti, ktoré bolo od vzniku zakladané 11 členmi. Sú tam staré členské krajiny a líderskými krajinami sme Poliaci a my. Týka sa vojenského spravodajstva aj vzhľadom na tú situáciu, ktorá je na východ od našich hraníc. Je to veľmi, veľmi dôležitá súčasť ozbrojených síl. V krátkosti ja toľko to nechávam slovo pánovi generálnemu tajomníkovi, lebo kvôli nemu ste tu určite. Nech sa páči.
Nech sa páči.
Thank you so much, Defense Minister Martin Glavač. It's a great honor and a great pleasure to be here, and thank you for your warm welcome. I have been in Slovakia before, but this is my first visit as Secretary General of NATO, and I would like to start by thanking Slovakia for being a staunch and a committed ally, and for your contributions to our collective defense, to our shared security, and to also our assurance measures, and to our operations in Afghanistan, and for Slovakia being a staunch and committed ally for many, many years. I very much appreciate the meeting we had today, because you were able to convey many important pieces of news to me, which are once again confirming your strong commitment to the alliance. The fact that you are increasing your defense budget is of great importance for the alliance, and it enables us to face together a changed and more demanding security environment. We see to the east a more assertive Russia, responsible for violating international law, illegally annexing Crimea and destabilizing eastern Ukraine. And to the east we see a completely different, to the south we we see a completely different challenge. The violence, the turmoil related to ISIL and all the instability we see in Iraq, Syria and North Africa. And all of this requires that we adapt, and that's exactly what we are doing. We are increasing the readiness of our forces. We are doubling the size of the NATO response force. And last week I had the honor of inaugurating new small headquarters in Lithuania. That's one of six new headquarters we are establishing in the three Baltic countries, in Bulgaria, Romania, and Poland. And all of this is a part of a plan, and examples of how NATO is now implementing the biggest reinforcement of our collective defense since the end of the Cold War. And Slovakia is playing its part, contributing to this adaptation of our alliance. We remain very concerned over the situation in Ukraine, and therefore I very much welcome the renewed commitment to a sustainable ceasefire in eastern Ukraine. This offers a fresh opportunity for all parties to fully implement the Minsk agreements, and I urge all parties to exercise restraint and to pursue a solution to this crisis through diplomatic means. The best way forward for a peaceful solution in Ukraine is to implement fully the Minsk agreements. And Russia has a special responsibility to find a political solution, and we call on Russia to stop its deliberate destabilization of eastern Ukraine through its political, military, and financial support for the militants. And again, I commend Slovakia for being part of the joint efforts of NATO to provide political support for Ukraine and also practical support for Ukraine. And we are doing that because we support the sovereignty and the territorial integrity of Ukraine. We also, of course, address the challenges we see to the south, the importance of fighting ISIL, and all NATO allies participate in the coalition fighting ISIL. And I welcome that because this is something which is a great challenge for all NATO allies and also for the alliance. So once again, thank you for welcoming me and my delegation here in Bratislava. It's great to be together with you and to continue to develop the excellent cooperation between NATO and Slovakia.
Ďakujem pekne, dámy a páni. Aj vzhľadom k ďalšiemu programu pána generálneho tajomníka je tu priestor pre dve novinárske otázky. Nech sa páči, Televízia Teatri.
Dobrý deň, Miro Kohut, Televízia Teatri. Otázka na pána Stoltenberga. Spomínali ste niekoľkokrát ten rusko-ukrajinský konflikt. Čo hovoríte na to, na tie informácie, že Rusko nedaleko ukrajinských hraníc a buduje vojenskú základňu pre tisíce vojakov? Ďakujem.
So Russia has a special responsibility to contribute to a political and negotiated solution. And we have seen that Russia over a long time has provided the separatists with military support, with training. Russia has forces inside eastern Ukraine, but in addition they have a large number of forces on the border. And all of this increases tensions. It's not very constructive when it comes to the efforts to find a peaceful solution. As I said, I am encouraged by the fact that we have seen a renewed effort to respect the Minsk agreements, and over the last days we have seen a very substantial decrease in violence, in fighting, in shelling, and I think this provides us with the best possible platform for a renewed effort to make sure that the Minsk agreements are fully implemented, meaning respect for the ceasefire, withdrawal of all heavy weapons from the contact line, and not least, it is important to make sure that the international monitors have full access to the area so they can monitor and make sure that the Minsk agreements are respected and fully implemented.
Viktor Serebriakov, Televízia Markíza. Chcem sa opýtať v súvislosti na výdavky. Členské štáty NATO sa zaviazali, že budú míňať 2% HDP na obranu. Slovensko prijalo záväzok na 1,6% HDP. Či to postačuje pre NATO takýto záväzok aj do roku 2020 a v súvislosti s tým aj na ministra obrany návrh rozpočtu predpokladá zatiaľ na roky 2016 a 2017 iba 1% HDP. Kedy to teda budeme vlastne zvyšovať? Ďakujem.
I think we have to remember that the decision in Wales at our summit of heads of state and government of NATO last fall was a decision about stopping the cuts. Because we have seen over many, many years that defense spending in especially European NATO allied countries have gone down or has gone down. And in one way this was possible to understand because for many years after the end of the Cold War, tensions in Europe went down. And when tensions decreases, of course it's possible to understand that nations decrease defense spending. But when tensions and threats and security challenges increases, then it is important that we are able to again increase defense spending. And therefore, the decision we made in Wales was actually in a way three steps. The first step is to stop the cuts. And Slovakia has now very strongly committed to at least stop the cuts. The second step was to, as we said, gradually increase defense spending as our economies grow. Well, Slovakia has announced to start to increase defense spending, and I also very, very much welcome the fact that the economy of Slovakia is growing. That's good for Slovakia, and I'm also actually impressed by the strong growth Slovakia has been able to create in the economy. That's good for Slovakia, it's good for your economy, it's good for employment, but it's also good for the budget and thereby Slovakia's ability to invest more in defense. And then the third thing was to aim at 2% over a decade. So I think that Slovakia is now doing the right thing. You have stopped the cuts, you have started to increase the defense spending, and then I expect you to aim at 2%, but no one expected any country to go from 1% to 2% in just a couple of years. This is something that will take some time, but Slovakia has started to move in the right direction, and I welcome that.
Ja len doplním pána generálneho tajomníka. I tento rok, aj po rokovaniach, ktoré som mal nedávno, sa dostaneme na 1,1% HDP našimi modernizačnými projektami, či už to boli vrtuľníky, alebo ďalšie, ktoré máme rozpracované ešte v tomto roku. A podľa návrhu rozpočtu, ktorý je pre ďalší rok, sme ako rezort, máme v absolútnych číslach najväčšie navýšenie a rokoval som s pánom ministrom financií, že tie čísla budú, keď bude zákon o rozpočte predkladaný do parlamentu, že budú pravdepodobne ešte lepšie, ako sme sa zaviazali. Ideme postupne, ale naozaj len na vybrané modernizačné projekty. Ostatné problémy s nejakou zmenou štruktúry, zmenou dynamiky rozvoja musíme riešiť len a len z vlastných zdrojov. A samozrejme potvrdzujeme ten záväzok, ktorý sme hovorili, a dobrá správa je, a to bolo ďalšie meritko, ktoré je v NATO cenené, že 20% z celého rozpočtu má byť vynaložené na modernizáciu a rozvoj, a my tento rok sa dostaneme nad týchto 20%. To, čo sme deklarovali pred 2 rokmi, že toto je cieľ tohto vedenia. To znamená, samozrejme, varíme z toho, čo nám je pridelené, ale ideme, myslím si, že správnou cestou.
Ďakujem. Dámy a páni, ďakujem vám za vašu účasť. Prajeme vám ešte pekne.